Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. This is Doug Flynn, a very horsey, raspy, sexy Doug Flynn this morning on the radio. What, you ain't buying that?
I'm just waiting for you to be playing the XL love songs or something.
Oh, no. We'll go to someplace else today. Yeah, we'll go to a different genre. So, we're glad to have you. Keith Munson is working. You know, he'd like to fish professionally, but we need a couple more sponsors to get him out on that tour. So, until he gets on the tour, the boy is over on the backhoe right now.
Yeah, so really, it's the people that aren't taking action's fault.
Exactly.
That he's not here right now.
Well, you know, maybe people don't want him here. Maybe that's where they want him, on a backhoe.
That's not right.
No, I agree. He should be here. But anyway, he has been fishing some, and I've been fishing a little bit, and neither one of us have done real good. We're way overdue. Josh, we used to be pretty good fishermen. I don't know what happened. I think this radio show...
Start hanging out with me.
Yeah, now we're great campers.
Yeah.
Well, not even there. But, you know, it's funny because we fished a couple of events and we haven't done real, real well. And I don't know if we're getting worse or everybody else is getting better. But the point is, we're going to have to up our game here in the summer of 2016 if we even expect to be into the money. So we got a few things to talk about today. Goodness gracious. One, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. My schedule, that's why I'm so hoarse. I have had to speak every single day this week, and I've been getting up early and staying up late because the dadgum weather has had rain delays at the ballpark almost every single day. So we went up and we did a little Reds Weekly on Monday. Of course, that's on every Wednesday night, right before the Reds game, 30 minutes before the Reds come on. And then Tuesday, we did some KET stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out and filmed, and I had to do a whole lot of talking there at Life Adventure Center, and then came back home. Had to broadcast a UK baseball game.
Oh, wow. On Wednesday.
On Tuesday.
Oh, that's Tuesday again, still. Yeah.
So, and it was supposed to start at...
You were busy.
6 o'clock. I got home at 11:45. That tells me...
Yeah, I heard about that one.
So that was... We had an hour and 6 minute delay, hour and 23 minute delay.
I was getting ready to say.
2 hour delay, 5 hours of delays.
Yeah.
So I get home around close to midnight. That's on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we go out and we do KET wraps again. We go to the oldest fire station in America, which is over on Jefferson Street.
Really?
Get finished with that. Head to the ballpark. Supposed to start the game at 5:30. Last night, we don't get started until after 8 o'clock. Get home at what time? Hey, close to midnight again. Wake up this morning, head to Louisville, go speak for the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association. Come back home, have a 2 o'clock appointment. Big League Fishing, got a dinner tonight. Somebody who's doing my schedule stinks.
Keeps you busy, though. Keeps you young.
Well, I don't know about young, but it keeps me busy. And on top of that, I'm gimping around like some old man.
Yeah, I noticed that you got a cane today.
I got a cane because I can't hardly walk because...
I thought you were going to hit me with it.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I might yank on you, but I wouldn't hit you. But Monday, I'm going to hopefully get it fixed. I am getting another hip replacement, which will be my second one in the last 5 years. But I tell you what, if it's as good as the first one, I'm going to be doing great. So, yeah, it's kind of what it is, and I'm hoarse today, and that's about all I can say. So, I don't know what fix. I started to get some green tea. Is that good for it?
Yeah, some green tea and some honey and some citrus.
You got any here at the station?
No.
Well,
you'd think that we would,
wouldn't you? One would certainly think. When are we going to get our own studio room, by the way?
Our own Big League Fishing studio room.
You know, so we can start putting up stuff, you know, all the awards and... And everything that we've been winning.
I think we're going to need to pay for an expansion to get onto that.
Well, I mean, we got to share this with who?
With a bunch of stations. Everyone.
Everybody's in this station?
Yeah, everybody's in this studio at some point.
What about all these empty ones down the hallway? Can't we jump on one of those and claim those for our own?
Well, those are station studios.
Oh.
This is an extra studio that's for, you know, shows like ourselves and other ones like Matthew's show and those.
Matthew who?
That one guy that's on WLSU on ESPN.
Oh, the guy talks real funny. Got that Yankee accent.
He's from somewhere up north. And
oh, yeah.
I think he's a Duke fan or something like that.
Whoa.
So, I don't know.
Be careful. Be careful. Hey, you know what's coming up here pretty soon?
What's that?
You know what week starts off next week?
What?
Derby week.
Oh, man.
How about that? Now, I'm not going this year. I went last year, but Derby week is on the way. And I haven't picked me a horse yet. I'm going to look at it, and I definitely am going to have some fun with it. But coming up this week, I'm going to have plenty of time just to sit around and do nothing because I'll have my surgery. I won't be able to move on it for a couple of days. And mm-hmm. I mean, like, I want to do it. However, my partner, Jeff Pecoro, that I do Reds Weekly with, mm-hmm. that rascal had his on Monday, and on Tuesday he was there taping the show.
Well, there you go. So that's what you need to do.
So that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
You need to be have it done on Monday, and then on Tuesday be out fishing.
Tuesday I'll be coming home probably, all right. And maybe Tuesday night go fishing.
Yeah, there you go. See,
I'm sure I can hear my wife right now if I say something about that. So, honey,
has she got herself a derby hat yet?
She did last year. We looking good. You didn't see our pictures?
I didn't.
Oh, man.
You got to show me those.
We were looking good. Even I got me a sombrero and wore it out there.
Oh, man.
And sat next to Doug Flutie, and I got a picture of me and Doug comparing hats. Mine was much better.
I'd say so.
It was a lot better. So, anyway, got the derby coming up. I need to pick me a horse. If you got anything.
I always fear the derby.
Why?
Because there's a guy over here that works for WLXG. He's the main program director. His name's Sean. Mm-hmm. He also works for the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Oh.
So anytime there's a big race like Belmont Stakes or anything like that or Derby, then that means he's gone for a week. And guess who has to do his job and their own job for that week?
Is that overtime for you?
No. What's overtime? What is that?
Josh Toftness in here with me today because Mr. Munson may call in. We don't know if he can... He loves driving in this town, and so
it's his favorite thing.
When he gets in a truck, he just drives around because he enjoys it so much.
He's probably out there on that figure eight on Harrodsburg Road.
He loves
just
that.
Driving around and
the double
over
diamond
and over again.
Crossover. He loves that. He's been known just to do little circles so he can go through it multiple times in one day. We'll be back in just a minute. More Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Josh Toffin is here today, waiting on Mr. Munson to call in. I know he's gone. He's fished a little bit with his fishers and men, but today he's on a backhoe. He's down around campus. He really loves driving in Lexington, so what he's probably doing is just riding around looking at all of his favorite places. If he makes it today, fine. If he doesn't, he's going to call in and talk to us. All right, I got to tell you a little bit about my fishing. I did a striper trip, which was very good. Enjoyed the heck out of that. Got a chance to go down with Striper Times. These guys were wonderful. We caught some fish. We had a blast. It was all good. Now, I'm not much of a striper fisherman. But when you go with these guys, they're going to put you on fish. You're going to catch some. It is a wonderful time to go. I would encourage you, if you got a group of buddies and you want to go down and catch some big stripers, go down and fish with these guys at Striper Time. They were wonderful, and I appreciate them taking me out, and we had a great day. Now, my bass fishing, I've been running down to Harrington Lake. Fish are on the beds or going on the beds. They're very close. Most places are on the beds. It's really, really starting to get tough to get them, but when you do, you can get a good one. At a tournament in Harrington a week ago, there was a 6-plus caught and a 5-plus caught. Of course, we don't know how they're catching them. I have heard everything from topwater to lizards to floating worms, probably a few, anything you can flip in there on a bed that might catch something. So it is a wonderful time. Wacky worm is something that I like to throw and had good luck with down there the other day. But the fish are everywhere, and you can see them. That's what's fun part is going down and trying to see if you can catch you one off the bed. Sit there and work at it and look at him. Watch him swimming around. It's really kind of cool. It's you versus your technique fishing that fish, and it's really, really cool.
I think I'd lose.
Well,
my technique is
We all
do. I don't have no technique.
You have no technique.
It's non-existent.
You have been unteched up to this point.
That's right.
But we could tech you. And Munson's very good at that, so he could get you to do it.
Somebody needs to tech me.
You know, I'm just thinking, the more I think about him out there working, and he ought to be fishing. He's such a good fisherman. Next year, we are going to try to get him back out on the tour. We'll start in the fall of getting him all signed up and figured up. And if you're out there and you want to sponsor a guy who's just an awesome fisherman or be a part of it, help me, because I'm going to be one of the sponsors. You can go on there. We'll be the glue, which is Doug Flynn, and your name. And you can say, Keith Munson, we'll have our shirts. You can be a part of it too, Josh.
Yeah,
you
gotta
be
a part of the armpits.
Yeah, that's right. You got the armpits.
That's right.
And if you're looking for the leg cuffs or anything like that,
and
can you imagine a leg cuff?
And you guys are going to be showing your armpits a lot because you're going to be holding up those trophies. Those
trophies, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
Would that be a great advertisement for somebody? Yeah, be one for a deodorant.
See? Yeah.
You have a deodorant there or your beard.
Or my beard.
Either or.
Are you trying to sell my...
No, no.
Sell my real estate right now?
Highest bidder. Okay, come on there. Cumberland's been good. Yeah, it took 17 pounds down in Harrington for a tournament, which is really good. It's been 14 or 15 down at Cumberland. They said they've slowed down just a little bit, but before that, it's been outstanding. And one of the good things is that the fish has not really stopped. I mean, all year long, you've been able to go every place in our lakes around here and catch some fish. And I encourage you, even though they're not a sponsor of ours, go to some of our wonderful, wonderful state parks, because they have, they're a great place to hike, fish, camp, do whatever you want to do. Get away. It's beautiful.
It's where I have most of my fun.
Well, you go to the Gorges, where you've been.
Yeah, it's a state park.
Have you been since last show?
Since last show? Last week?
Yeah.
I was thinking last show with you, because you didn't come last week, did you?
Oh, no. Keith. We had to run my dad back to the hospital last week. That's right.
Since last show with you, yes.
Okay.
Since last show.
With Munson?
No.
You're starting to see a little pattern here. I show up, Munson doesn't. He shows up and I don't.
Yeah. Are you guys mad at each other or something?
I guess it's got to come out sooner or later.
Is there a divorce going on right now?
Well, I think he's found another.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Greg Proffitt.
Really?
Yep. They've been fishing together a lot, and I think he's kind of, the writing's on the wall. I understand. I may have to start finding me a new partner.
Legend's probably sneaking his way in there, too.
I think he's kind of let Legend go, too. Although he did try to call Legend, because there's a big three-day tournament going on tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's on Lake Cumberland, and I think it's put on by the city of Somerset. And neither one of us can go. Legend can go.
So he asked you, too.
Well, I'm not sure in what order he asked me, but he did ask me.
Well, see. That's your fault. You gotta give.
Well, yeah.
Man.
Well, yeah. No. Couldn't give for this one.
I'm gonna try and work with you guys. I gotta keep you guys together. You guys are like my parents.
You're gonna I'm like your grandparent.
You know, it's do it for the kids.
Well, that's what it's gonna have to be, I think. But there's a big tournament down there. I wish we'd go 3-day tournament. And I think the winner gets like $7,500 is what I was told. Or maybe the winner gets $5,000 and $2,500 goes to the other places. I don't know. But I think he was saying it's quite a bit of money to go down there and fish. But that's 3 days. I mean, you got a Friday, Saturday. Sundays are really hard for both of us to fish. Mm-hmm. We're both real active in church, and we can't really get away on Sundays. Yeah, occasionally, but 3 days is kind of a lot. Plus,
that is a lot.
I couldn't go, because if I'd have gone fished all day Sunday, got home, been tired, my wife would have looked at me, and then I got to get up and go get my surgery on Monday. I don't think that was going to play in our household.
I think that'd work out real well.
Yeah. And then, of course, that might put her over the edge, and I'd have all kinds of free time to go fishing. Wouldn't have any fishing equipment. Those dadgum women, that's what they'll do, Tians. So anyway, but we're hoping Keith will call in here. We could talk a little bit more about that tournament, about how people are catching fish on the lakes. And, it's just a great time to go. Had a good day this morning when I spoke to the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors, many of whom I knew. And I tell you what, it's a group of gentlemen and ladies that are having such a big impact on the school systems in Kentucky. Because I remember every coach that I had, you either remember them for something positive, or you remember them for something negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can remember every single one. I wrote them down one night. I ought to bring that list in to you. It's quite extensive. when you figure as much ball I played and on how many teams I played on.
And I wonder if your coaches remember you.
When, at the time, they were probably trying to forget me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they may have. No, it's probably like they see my name on something and go, boy, it brings back a memory.
Had that ever happen?
And they're probably saying, I can remember every player, and it's either for good or for bad. That kid was bad. But, and I told them all today, I said, don't give up on some of the kids that look like they love the game. Let them, while they're in high school, love the game. Because, you know, I wasn't that good. I was pretty average in high school. And then all of a sudden, things started happening. So don't give up on some of these kids. It's a good lesson for all those folks out there. So tell me, big league camper dude, where'd you go camping?
In the Gorge, of course. Oxier Ridge.
You know what? See, you go to the Gorge.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would ask you a GPS question because you've got that trail memorized.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything about it memorized. When are you going to go stretch out a little bit? You know, someplace new.
I like my area, man. I camp new places in the Gorge. I just, you know, go to the Gorge.
How big is that trail at the Gorge?
Well, there's bunches of trails that I go on.
So do you go on multiple trails?
Yeah.
Are we lying to me?
Yeah, sometimes I'll go camping off of Oxier Ridge. Sometimes I'll go camping off the Rough Trail. Sometimes I'll go camping off of Chimney Rock. Sometimes I'll go camping off of Gray's Arch, which kind of touches a lot of them.
They got fish in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Trout fishing or bass fishing?
I don't know. You'd have to be the judge.
No, you just have to ask a question when you're a river.
Yeah. Well, there's could be Red River.
Could be trout, bass, both.
And it's kind of like, it's a smaller river. It gets a little bit wide at points. You can jump in. So that gives you an idea of the depth. What is there? I'm trying to get the answer here.
The answer is, no, Doug, I don't know, but I'll go ask somebody.
Okay, I need to do. Next time I'm down there, I will ask some people. I'll be like, hey, what kind of fishing can we get here?
That's all you got to know.
I've heard of some bluegill there.
You know, well, then it's probably got bass, I would say, and probably has probably some trout in it.
Yeah.
Catfish. You know, you normal
fish. I need
fish.
To go there and catch myself some dinner.
Do not do what happened to us when we were down in Harrington too long ago. We're fishing, my brother and I, and a guy comes down from the bank on Harrington Lake, and he says, do you have salmon in this lake? And we said, I beg your pardon? He said, you know, salmon. I said, no, sir. I really don't think we do. I said, we've caught a lot of fish out of here, but no salmon.
No salmon.
And he was dead serious. He'd moved down from up north and wanted to know if we had them in Harrington Lake. Now, I could be wrong, but salmon, I've never seen one.
Salmon aren't lake fish in general, are they?
Not in general. No.
They
find
migrate.
Some lake trout.
They're because they're freshwater and saltwater. And so they gotta come up to when they're spawning, they come up
real shallow water.
Yeah, so I wouldn't think they'd be in any lakes.
No.
Unless there was, you know,
a lot of rivers run into lakes, so you can see where some of them, like, because when we go up to fish in Canada, we'll fish some lakes up there, and you'll catch some lake trout, big lake trout. But, you know, that's not what you're up there for. You're up there to catch the walleye and catch the bass.
Yeah, walleye.
But you like walleye?
When I was in...
you like to eat walleye.
Well, my family's from Wisconsin, and...
Oh, that's right, you're a cheesehead. I forgot about that.
It's big walleye and musky territory, so...
Yeah, and I'm sure they get some good bass, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good walleye. I love to eat me some walleye, and every time we go up north, we'll get a bunch, fillet them up, bring them home, if they let you. You got to pay so much.
Really?
Get a license, get all this stuff if you're going to bring it home, if you're in Canada.
Oh, if you're in Canada. Yeah.
But that's where they got some good walleye fishing, man. And we go up there and, it's good. I haven't been in a few years. I may have to try to go back again. That was fun. So, anywho, well, we haven't heard from Keith yet. I know you've texted him. He said he might have to work a little late.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet the Rascal's already driving to Somerset, Kentucky right now to go down, sign up for that tournament he's fishing in.
Probably.
If we find out, then our partnership's over with. If he's gone... You and I are going to have to
fight. Unless you can mend it for me, man.
Unless you can mend it, we're out of here. Big League Fishing. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. More Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so... You know.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Big League Fishing. Not under the weather, but just a little bit hoarse. Been doing a lot of talking. I know. What's new? But that's true. I have been doing a lot of talking, a lot of speaking. Hey, a lot of fun stuff. You know, been to a haunted fire station here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Haunted?
Yes, sir.
You didn't mention that.
Well, I didn't think it was worthwhile at first.
I think that's worthwhile.
On Jefferson Street.
I want to know about it.
Go to Jefferson Street. Go down, and they're called The Phantom is
that's
the name of their company.
That's just down the street.
Yep. Since they had a fireman die there 45 years ago, and word has it that a lot of times when the fire engine leaves and their crew goes out on the fire and no one is supposed to be there, someone is seen up in the window. So
that's pretty creepy.
So we're doing a little more research on it, but I think that's pretty cool.
I got a kind of crazy ghost story.
Let me hear it.
So have you ever seen that show, Ghost Adventures?
Yep.
So there's those three guys on there. Well, one of them, I think his name's Aaron. He was in town for the Comic-Con downtown. And I was running a show called Sunday Sports at the time. And this is when we had the Fishbowl studio where you could see right out onto the street.
Yep.
So Aaron's walking by.
I miss that studio.
I do too. I do too. And there's a guy running the show at the time called Jim Tyree. And he notices Aaron and he recognizes him. He's like, hey, come in here. Come in here. So he gets Aaron to come in. Aaron sits down. He's talking to us and stuff. And we're on air. We're talking about stuff. And Jim's like, hey, what's the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you? You know? And Aaron's like, well, you know, sometimes it's not even really what's happening. It's just that stuff will follow you from different places. Like, you'll go to these really haunted places and just, you'll bring stuff back with you. And he was really dead serious about it. So, you know, Jim's kind of joking and everything. And we get off the air with him, and he's a little bit stoic, but at the same time, he's excited that he got to be on air and with us and stuff. And he's like, yeah, this is awesome. So I'll see you guys later. I'm going to go over here. So he walks out, and just about 5 minutes after he leaves, there's this big scrolling marquee sign that's sitting on our console desk, and it just slams over. Slams for no reason. And that's my ghost story.
Yo, I got one too. I got one too. I stayed at a buddy of mine's house. Excuse us while we
indulge. Doing ghost stories real quick. It's all right. Big league ghost stories.
Big league ghost stories. Lately, fishing for me has been a ghost story. So I'm fishing. I mean, I go down to stay with a friend. Right before I get ready to go to bed, he said, you'll be sleeping upstairs. He said, now, if you hear any windows open or doors shut, mm-hmm. or see any kind of shadows, don't give much thought to it because they won't bother you. And I went, they being who? He said, well, you know, we know there's some stuff going on in this house. So we just thought what we would do is ignore it, and said they don't bother us at all because they know we're taking care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, all right, y'all not going to get me. So I go upstairs, I lay down. I can't shut my eyes. So finally I fall asleep. I'm on my stomach, fall asleep. The window next to me, I hear the wind coming through it, and the curtain's blowing, and something goes by me in my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get up and turn around and look, but I can't move because there's weight on my, feels like sitting on my back, and I can't move to get up.
Sleep paralysis.
So,
oh man,
I can't turn around. All of a sudden it goes, and then I just sort of looked around and went back to sleep. So the next morning I'm telling everybody the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, any interesting thing happened? I went, yeah, matter of fact, it did. I said, but I know it's all my imagination. And I tell them the story, and the people on the house said, oh, said that was probably the doctor's dog that lived here before us. Said he loves to sleep in that bed. I'm like, come on.
Just slept right on your back.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. So anyway, that's my
ghost story. You experienced it.
I know. But now.
It's weird, isn't it?
Having said that, I'm not sure I believe it. I have not gone back there to stay one time.
Yeah. See?
So, anywho. All right. Enough about that. We need to spend some time
fishing.
No more
ghost stories.
Unless we have one. So we're fishing, and I know there's a lot of tournaments coming up. There's a lot of lakes that are really good. This little rain is probably going to help some of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fish are up shallow right now. So I am just hoping that I can get away after my surgery. I'll need a little time to go down and sit on the boat and think about how I'm going to catch a bunch of fish. But I tell you, the other day I went down and caught them on shaky head, caught them on a wacky worm, caught some on topwater. Anyway... It's a good time to fish, and I see our buddy Munson is about ready, right?
Yeah, we're going to get him for the next segment.
So we'll get him for the last segment. That'll be good. All right, when we come back here in a little while, we got Mr. Munson on here. We're going to find out how he did in the Fishers of Men tournament because he's had a few that he's gone to, and then he's fished a couple other times. He and Mr. Prophet are down there, and he's been to Cumberland a couple of times fishing. There's some big tournaments coming up on Dale Hollow, always at Cumberland. We're hoping they get a bunch of them started down on Harrington Lake. I think they are. Most of them are day tournaments now that are, I believe, on Sundays, which makes it really, really tough for me to get down there and for Keith. But I can always sneak down in the afternoon, and there's not too many people down there. The boat's sitting in the water ready to go.
There you go.
I've got it at Marine Works right now, getting fixed up, getting the engine fixed, taken care of. So my boat is hopefully in good hands right now, which it is with
Marine
and Danny McSorley and the folks. They are outstanding. Matter of fact, might even be upgrading here for too long. Who knows?
Really?
They got a nice Phoenix boat that looks awfully good. Mm. I think we travel pretty good behind my truck. May have to look at that, and if Munson starts winning some tournaments, maybe he can buy us all something new. Yeah. That's what I want. I'll take a new boat. Anyway, we'll get Keith on here in just a minute. He is in his car. He doesn't have the guts to come into the studio because he'd rather drive around in his favorite
He's
place.
He's doing the figure eight right now.
He is at the Double Diamond Crossover Junction thingamajigger stockpiling mess in the road right now. Munson, we're going to get to you in just a minute. Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big Leap Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM, and they will be right back.
Green River Bait and Grocery at 5240 Knifley Road, just out of Columbia, is your first stop before you put your pole in the water. They have bait and related fishing supplies. They also feature ice, gas, sandwiches, drinks, grocery, and pizza made to order. Kenny and Lois Janes invite you to stop by their business. Green River Bait and Grocery is located near Green River Lake. Call them in advance, and they will have your order ready at 270-384-5206.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. We have a special guest with us here on Big League Fishing, a man who I have not seen in a couple of months, a man who's been running all over the country, showing everyone his fishing capabilities and abilities. He's a man who loves to drive in Lexington. He's a man who drives a big truck. He's a man who has been known to drive around the Double Diamond Crossover multiple times. My partner, Keith Monson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful, husband, in this traffic.
Why is it? It seemed like, but you know, you're only driving in Lexington at the toughest times. That's why.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Well, 5 o'clock is murder. I would take 4:30 to 6 in Lexington's murder.
Yeah, and tonight, when we're taping this bad boy too, we've got Thursday Night Live going on. So that's going to make it really, really, really tough. Be a lot of people down here for that. Weather's broken. Very nice out right now, so it's kind of good. You still working? When are you going to get UK finished?
We're supposed to be done with this one in a couple of weeks, but there's a whole lot more UK. You know, we're on 2 or 3 other jobs at UK, so we'll probably be here for a while, I would think.
All right, you've been doing some fishing. I hadn't seen you much. Tell me about your fishing.
Well, the fishing been good. You know, Greg Prophet and I fished the Fisherman last week on Lake Cumberland, and we only had right at 13 pounds, but it was good enough for fifth. It's just, you know, 14-1, so we was right there knocking on the door. Fishing, were, you know, caught tons of fish, tons of keepers. Just, it was just hard to catch a good fish, a 3-pounder, you know.
Yeah. Are the fish, are they on the beds?
Yeah, they was on the bed. We saw a couple, 3 on the beds. I've heard we fish dirty water, so it's hard to see them. But I've talked to several guys that caught them off the beds in the real clear water.
Hmm.
So, but they're biting. I've heard they're biting on. I think it took 17 or 18 pounds on Harrington last. That was 6 fish, but still, that's pretty good on Harrington Lake.
Yeah, but I heard one rascal had him a 1/5 and 1/6.
Wow.
The same guy had 2 big ones, and. I think they said it was the first 2 fish he caught of the day.
Well, I'm going to tell you a tale here, and it's on our old buddy Teddy Grigsby. And I talked to him. He come in 2nd or 3rd. He beat us down there, though. They had 13 pounds. But he said one day last week he had an 8-pounder, a 6-pounder, and a couple 5-pounders. I think he said it was the best day anywhere he'd ever had, Gunnersville or anywhere.
Where was he?
On Lake Cumberland.
Really?
Yeah. So it was just one of those magic days.
Wow. I got to assume he's flipping right or casting a jig.
I think he's probably using those those jigs he uses, you know. BC lures that he makes.
BC lures, the ones that we tease him about all the time.
All the time. I asked him if he knew where to get a good jig.
He's a good boy. I like Teddy. Hadn't seen him for a while, but ran into him at a tournament not too long ago, the one Brad and I fished a couple of Saturdays ago. Saw Teddy down there.
Hadn't changed a bit. You know, you and I were going to fish that Battle of the Bass, which is going on today as this thing airs, the three-day tournament, and couldn't get down there to get to the meeting and all that. But it's a three-day tournament. I think they're taking the top 50 the last day and zeroing the weights out. I think first place is like $7,500.
$10,000
first, so it's a pretty big tournament.
What, are you not fishing anywhere this week, or do you have stuff coming up that you're doing?
No, I might just fish. I don't have any tournaments or anything this weekend. I'd like to find one. I don't know if there's any coming. Somebody told me they have them on out of Pumpkin Creek on Saturday, so I'm going to try that.
Well,
see what happens.
You fishing with Thompson or Greg?
No. Greg has went to Douglas Lake. He's fishing the Brandeis tournament down there, sponsored that he's won a time or two.
You fishing with me?
Are you available?
Saturday I am.
Well, then I guess we are.
They're back together.
That's right. Well, Josh was going to have to do an intervention on us because I told him if you'd gone and headed to Somerset right now, then I was going to divorce you and I was going to look for another partner.
And I told him you guys need to keep it together for the kids.
That's right.
Yeah. I wish I was headed down there, but I'm not. I wanted to badly, but
ran into your go ahead.
I called four or five people trying to fish and called old Buddy the Legend. He couldn't fish. So I thought, well, I just not meant for me to fish that tournament.
Is he got a high school tournament or something going on?
No, he's, I think, something to do with his kids or something. I don't know what he wasn't available for all 3 days. Not like me and you. You know, it's hard to squeeze those 3 days.
Yeah.
That would be a fun tournament to fish. I would love to fish it.
Ran into a guy today that talked very highly of you. He said he was the athletic director for Bergen Schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don Irvin?
Yep.
Yep. He's also the basketball coach.
Yep. He came by and was talking to me today. I spoke this morning to the Kentucky High School Athletic Association or athletic director's breakfast. They got a big deal tonight, too. So it was really cool. Saw some people I knew, some I didn't, but those folks do a lot of good work. I told him I knew you and said, my buddy's on the board. You know Munson? I said, yeah, I know a few people down your way.
You know several.
Yes.
You're a Bergenite yourself.
I am a Bergenite myself. And matter of fact, I got the old boat down at Danny's getting all cleaned up and fixed. And it's going to be ready to roll, he's checking all my black lights, make sure that we can just go sit in that thing and head out on the lake.
Oh, it's time to do a little night fishing. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's close, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they're not biting right now at night.
Well, Saturday, how are we going to catch them? How are we going to catch them after I leave this studio today? What are we going to do?
We're going to probably catch them on a little top water.
Yes, sir.
The game is on.
Game is on.
I just had to say that either way. You know, I hope we do. I knew that would get you pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
You can research around, see if you can find us a tournament. I think there's one on Lake Cumberland. We'll try to get down there and fish that, or Dale Holler, or Barron. I don't care. Harrington, I don't care.
All right, I'll find us one, because since I'm having my surgery in just a couple of days, that'll be a good way for me to get out and relax a little bit kind of forget about it a little, you know.
Right.
Make sure I get
How about our old Reds? They're aggravating me. They win a couple, and then they play you. They're in the games, most of them, but they're just getting beat. What's the deal with that?
You know, if I had that answer, I'd be general manager. They are just, I mean, the bullpen is, well, it's not just the bullpen. You know, they're in a streak right now where they're finding ways to lose.
Yeah.
And when that starts happening with the ball club, it's hard to get out of, because instead of having the confidence to say, hey, so-and-so's coming in the game, we got this one. When they get a new pitcher comes in, it's like, oh, no, here it goes. Or it's the eighth inning, that's when we're in trouble. So, you know, somebody's going to have to take charge of that and step up, because they have played pretty good baseball up to this point. Yeah. They're just not winning.
They've got a good team. Cozar's playing really good. Bruce is playing pretty decent.
But look who they've played. They played the Mets, best pitching staff in the game. They've played Pittsburgh, who won 98 last year. Played the Cubs, got the best pitching, or got the second best record in the game. So it's, you know, their schedule's been really tough.
Yes, it has. the Cubs, they've played them six games, I think, already. So that's a pretty tall order this early.
And they've won, what, one?
Once, yep. Got beat badly most of the time.
Yeah, and then they had
one.
They were ahead, that's right, they were ahead 3-0 on one and ended up getting beat 5-3 in that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, but they're going to have to find something. And, you know, they're hoping that Lorenzo and De Sclafani and some of those guys will be healthy soon and then get back in the rotation. That'll help out a lot.
Right.
So
in the meantime, we'll catch us some fish.
You got that right, buddy. I don't start broadcasting for a while. You could tell I've been doing way too much speaking anyway.
Yeah. And I know you was doing the UK games this past week.
Yeah, I got home at midnight both nights.
Golly, a lot of rain. That kind of slows things down.
It slows it down. And Wednesday night, they had a pitcher throwing. Lord, he took forever. I mean, he'd get his sign, take the ball out of his glove, take it down to his side, feel the seams, you know, text his girlfriend. It was amazing. And I think, and that's why people don't come to the game. When you got a team that's not too good and they're boring, they're not going to come. If you got a team that's good and they're boring, people will come if they're winning. But if you got a team that's just out there boring and not entertaining, I can see why folks get locked up in the other sports a little bit more, because baseball needs to find a way to start, you know, entertaining the audience.
You know, speaking of that, we got the NBA playoffs going on. A regular season, because I think, how many teams are in the playoffs? 16 or something? I've never seen them. They're all playing seven games.
It's getting like the high school playoffs.
Yeah. They're just starting. Everybody plays.
Yeah, that's right. Why even have a season when everybody in there makes the playoffs?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think I probably made, I don't hope I didn't, but I was saying that to some of the athletic directors today. Let's don't change it too much, guys. You know, those of us that came through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we hang in there pretty good. But if you start changing where every kid's entitled to something instead of making them have to work and earn it, as they get older in life, they're going to find out that, you know, everything's not going to be handed to them when you become an adult.
Exactly. It's not easy.
Not easy. Be an encourager, be a helper, and do the best you can. So, all right, so unless you and I talk prior to us going fishing, so I will not have to bring mega rods.
You'll do it anyway.
I know.
You bring everything you got, every lure you got, those 100-pound bags of plastic you got, you bring them.
that's okay. You've been known to get in one of them 100 bags of plastics every now and then.
Yes, I have. I like when you bring them.
You think we'll do any flipping?
I'd say we might. I caught Greg and I caught a few flipping last week. We caught some on top water, caught some floating worm. We caught, I don't know how many keepers we caught, a bunch, but most of them 16-inch largemouth. You know, it's just hard to cull up.
Did you throw any flukes or anything like that?
Yes, we did. We threw fluke, caught a couple on the flukes, a couple on just a regular floating worm, you know, with no weight in it.
Yep.
Wacky styled a few of them up. We didn't throw any real, what you would call top water, like spooks or pop-allers or anything like that.
Yep.
But they might be on that this weekend, you know, with the bass on the nest. They probably garden fry, so they might be hitting surface baits. We'll find out.
Yes, we will, because you can count on me having one on my pole, baby.
Yes, I can.
Hey, I love my pal rods, too. Boy, I went down the lake a couple of times, just check on the boat. One day I didn't do anything, but just cleaned it up. But I was looking around, and fish started jumping, and I ran up to the truck real quick, grabbed one, started throwing it off the dock. Hey, you know what? We've run out of time, partner.
Again, that's unbelievable.
I know, we're gone. I will call you soon, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir, buddy. I'm glad to hear from you. Glad you're back around.
Be careful. If we missed you on the radio, folks, we'll catch you on the water for Doug and Josh and Keith. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so... You know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly.
Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.